This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Into the box, shot, score!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. I'm Jason Longshore. This is the show that is weekly, usually at 10, a little bit later after Hawks basketball. We talk soccer in Atlanta. We talk soccer in the state of Georgia. We talk soccer all over the Southeast, all over the country, all over the hemisphere, all over the world. We're going to hit all of that tonight on AST. We're almost into soccer pirate radio territory. When we get past 11 o'clock, things can get a little bit weird, like having special guests tonight, like Madison Cruz, who you've heard on Atlanta United pregame and postgame coverage. What's up, Maddie? How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all? I'm excited to be on. I think this is the first time I'm on AST.
This is your first Atlanta Soccer Tonight show, and it's a little bit of a weird one as we're kind of chopped up as we get into a normal flow with Hawks post-game just wrapping up. We've got a lot to talk about. It's been a busy day for us covering soccer all over the state of Georgia, but we also have Atlanta United to kind of decipher and sort through and figure out how we feel about the loss in Charlotte over the weekend and how they bounce back as they get ready to host the New York Red Bulls on Saturday. Let's flash back to the trip up I-85 to Charlotte, a match where Atlanta United had a lot of good things going on in the match, but also some frustrating things that come out of it as well. You have a good first half followed by a subpar second half. We saw that in week one at home. You weren't able to find the goals that you needed to get a result in this one. But when you've had time to kind of sit back and let this one marinate a little bit, Maddie, and you think about how the team played and what maybe we've learned about them so far through 180 minutes, what stands out to you about Atlanta United in 2025?
I mean, right now, it's kind of like the tale of two different stories, because I more equate it to first half, second half as well. Like, we get glimpses of what this team can do and we're so excited. And, you know, we see the connections. We see Latte Lat making connections with Miguel Amiron. We also see Alexi Maranchuk get going. We see those connections. And then, you know, we get to the second half and then we see it kind of just fall off a little bit. But I don't think that's necessarily due to just reverting back to the old Atlanta United. It's the same as it was before or anything like this. It's just consistency. It's very much these players are still learning each other. They're learning everything. They're learning what makes each other tick. They're learning, okay, if he's going to go right, then I need to go left. Like, it's, they're learning these little things about each other, and it might take a little bit of time, but I think we're slowly starting to see the puzzle piece come together. We're starting to see everything fit together. It's just finally getting consistency on the field for 90 minutes. Cause we need, that's something that I think we need to start seeing here soon, is that consistency throughout the entire game and not just the first half, and then glimpses of it in the second. We need it all the way around. But I didn't take Charlotte as a, this is a warning, red alarms everywhere, like the siren sounding and everything. I think this is a team still learning each other. This is a team that is slowly putting it together. And you got to find it fast, you know, because MLS is a hard league and you're dealing with so many teams that have so much firepower. You know, it takes time, but, you know, you got to get there.
Yeah, this is an interesting match on the weekend, just because I kind of went into it feeling like it's an opportunity for both teams to make a statement coming out of it. Charlotte finished ahead of Atlanta in the standings last year. Atlanta had a better offseason than Charlotte did. So kind of where did they fall? Although Charlotte didn't have a bad offseason, they did add Wilfred Zaha, who, you know, is a pretty good consolation prize when they were chasing Miguel Almiron and they didn't get Miggy. He comes to Atlanta, you get Zaha instead. Really nice addition. Atlanta had more additions with Latte Lott alongside Almiron. So it was kind of like, all right, last year it was one thing. Now maybe they're even, or Atlanta's ahead, or where do we see Charlotte after this? I think this is a very good Charlotte team. I think when we talk about the match and how we feel about Atlanta coming out of it, I think you have to consider how good of a team Charlotte is and what kind of challenges that they present.
I think we've already known how good Charlotte is defensively, and we've seen it all throughout since they joined the league. They have been really, really solid defensively. So I think when you add Zaha up top, also Adjumon as well, I don't even want to exclude him out of this race as well, because I've always been a huge fan of Adjumon as well. I think he's phenomenal. I think the way that he plays is amazing. I love watching him play. Adding Zaha as well, that gives them a lot more power on the offense. And we saw that with Zaha. I mean, he contributed to the first goal, and then he obviously scored the second one. I mean, this is a good Charlotte team. I don't think that walking away from this, like, Charlotte's a contender. They have good moments. They're definitely someone to watch out for. And that's something, too, where it was a matchup where it was one that could test Atlanta, where you could see what would happen and how they could react to certain things and how they could bounce back. And, you know, it's unfortunate. The first goal happens, and then, you know, you got to bounce back from that. But then literally in the 54th minute, only a couple minutes afterwards, you get the second. And it's so difficult to bounce back from one goal, but now you got to bounce back from two. And that's already proven to be so difficult. And it's just getting that communication, that compactness. I'm totally quoting Brad Guzan after the game when he said that, but it's true. You got to find it. You got to find that communication, and you have to start finding it soon, especially in the second half.
Yeah, it's a situation where, you know, I look at this game and I kind of go the other way with it. And I talked about this with Dukes and Bell this afternoon. You know, we can talk the defensive side of it. I know there's a lot of focus on Atlanta defensively in 2025, and it's a valid question. I said it a lot in preseason. I think this team will be defined by how they defend in the big moments. But I also think when you look at how good they've been in these first halves, you only have one goal to show for it. And that's not enough for what you've produced, for the quality of the play in the first 45 minutes in game one and in game two, to only have the one goal. It's not enough. And that was from a set piece, by the way. You know, this team's creating a ton from open play, but they're not converting a ton from open play. And the game against Charlotte, it's getting harder and harder to lean on the old ways of defining who's controlling a game. You can control a game a lot of different ways. Possession isn't always that. Pressing isn't always that. Defending deep isn't always control. Being dangerous on the counter is not always control. I think in this game, it was one of those games where flat out it's the goals. the goals gave Charlotte control, because Atlanta was the better team in the first 45, especially at the end, but they didn't convert anything. Charlotte gets the first goal and they're able to gain control of the way the game would be played. We don't really know how it would have gone from there. The second goal is 5 minutes later. It's a misplayed ball by Matt Edwards. He misjudges it, gets caught. Brad Kazan makes a save. Atlanta doesn't recover well enough to clean up the rebound, and it's goal number two. And look, Charlotte's only lost one time at home ever when they've scored two goals. It's very difficult to come back in that moment.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I really look at the other side of it. I'm very pleased with the way that Atlanta is playing in their first halves of matches. But you've got to convert when you're playing well. If you don't, the door's open for a fluky bounce. The door's open for a rebound. The door is open for the opponent to take advantage of a little piece of momentum and break the game and gain control.
Yeah, you look at the first half. I mean, I have the stat from the first half. Atlanta had 9 shots and 2 of those were on target and held Charlotte to no shots on goal at all. You got to capitalize on those moments. I completely agree with you. I think you have this firepower. You brought in all of this. We're seeing it. We're seeing the glimpses. We're seeing the passes. We're seeing the crosses. We're seeing everything, but we're not seeing it hit the back of the net. And that's what we have to start seeing. We got to start seeing these goals finally happening. Because, and I agree, I think with Charlotte, like it was, it really was based off goals. I mean, it was a pretty even matchup. I mean, even when you look at it now, like it was very balanced. It wasn't like, oh, like Charlotte had all the momentum 1 minute, Atlanta had all the momentum the other minute. Because once you had the substitutions for Atlanta, when you brought in Shonda, when you brought in Mosquera, I thought Atlanta got their groove back a little bit. Unfortunately,
yeah, they regained some control at that point. You're right.
Yeah, unfortunately, like it just, you just couldn't make anything of it. You still just couldn't get to the box. You couldn't find the goal. But you got to start capitalizing here. And I think the defense, yeah, it's a big question mark still, but I think you have injuries. There's always going to be some question marks when you got injuries as to who's going to come in, who's going to fix it, who's going to do this. And, you know, you're relying on a young Matt Edwards, who has been very, very well in the first two games. You know, unfortunately, he just makes a mistake, and that's what young players are going to do. They're going to make mistakes.
Yeah, he makes one mistake. I thought he had a really good 45 against Wilfried Zaha, to the point that Zaha was frustrated and shoved him. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a situation where I think you're defensively better if you go and score goals on the other end, and it makes it more comfortable to defend. The team hasn't had a 2-goal lead all season long. And with the attacking firepower that they have, 2-goal leads should be something that is somewhat expected at times. It's never easy. We can sit here and say that it's easy. It's not, but it feels like something that this team is capable of, and they just haven't quite hit it yet. When we come back on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, quick break, we're going to come back and talk about what we saw at training today, some things, especially talking about injuries and maybe coming back from injuries, that might give you a little bit of good news as you get ready for Atlanta United hosting the New York Red Bulls on the weekend. This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Thank you for listening live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.